Badgers captain to Horbach, and he'll flip it in. Two former Madison Capitals connecting there.
Need to change.
Now Conrad rims it around, maybe too strongly. Was that going to be icing? It is. 11:19 to go in the second. We have no score. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with our producer, Michael Tackett, Brian Posick, and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Regular season home opener for the Cardinal and White. We have no score. 11:19 to go in the second period. Badgers win the faceoff in the offensive zone. Kukinit places it behind the net now to Dick. Kukinin right corner out to Dubinsky. Finds an open man. Head and shoulder fake Osborne. His shot blocked by Jacob Bonkowski. Badgers, though, able to hold again. Dick, though, couldn't keep it away from Murr. Murr then lost it to Kukinin. Ties him up in the corner. Dick comes out of there with it. Quick shot off the stick of Conrad. Went airborne. Osborne knocked to his knees, back up on his skates, twirls away from one man, head and shoulder fake, and a shot from out high off of Jacob Bonkowski's stick and out of play. Boy, I tell you, Luke Osborne, 6'1", 189-pound freshman from Plymouth, Michigan, a Buffalo Sabres fourth-round draft choice. He's got some mitts and some gifts in his skates.
What would Coach Baldorota have said? That boy can stick handle in the phone booth.
10:48 left in the second, still scoreless, back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets to a men's hockey game, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. Again, go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni for more information. No score about midway through here in Madison. The Badgers and Minnesota State in their series opener. Deering, Dick, Kukinin on the ice for Wisconsin with Osborne and Dubinsky at the blue line. Where's the puck? It got chopped at. Goes to the corner. Dick with it, trying to control. He's pressured by Luigi Benincasa. Now Dubinsky, his long-range shot was blocked. Ricocheted to the corner. Deering then cycles for Kukinin. Tried to step left. Got pinned against the wall by Lemire. Fights through it. Deering with an angle to the puck, and then a man goes down that stick out to the blue line, held in nicely by Osborne. He's able to pivot and keep Benincasa from playing the puck for a moment, but then eventually they sandwich it out to center and then refeeding the offensive zone the Badgers. Finley quickly after the puck. Got there so quickly, he forgot to look right. And when he passed the puck right, there was no one home for Wisconsin. But Hensler holds the zone for the Badgers. 13-7 shots on goal here between the Badgers and the Mavericks. Wisconsin with the advantage in that category. And Minnesota State is yet to put a puck on goal in this second period.
Been a lot of time in their defensive zone.
Here's Hensler now. Slides a backhand pass too far for Finley. Sent back to center by the Mavericks. And now Evan Murr with it. Murr, defensive player of the year in the CCHA a year ago. 7 goals, 27 points. And now Morick across the line. Stender, backside Scholl, covered nicely by Hensler, who takes it away. Leading the rush now, Morrissey. Right wing Finley cuts to the slot. Backdoor pass, Palatichuk off his stick to the far side and cleared out by Minnesota State. Scholl then in a foot race with Hensler. And Hensler cut in front and took it away. Then took a cross check from Sawyer Scholl in the back before releasing an outlet pass. And now the puck deflects up over the glass and out of play with 8:50 to go here in the second period. It is still scoreless.
I was listening to a Chicago Blackhawks game on the radio the other night,
yep.
And they used my line. All of a sudden, the puck popped over the glass, and he goes, Cubs win. It's out of here. Cubs win.
Funny. Well, the Brewers did not win tonight. They just lost to the Dodgers 3-1. So
ouch.
L.A. leads the best of seven National League Championship Series 3-0. Game four is tomorrow night in Chavez Ravine. Who's going to crack the nut here first tonight, the Badgers or the Mavericks?
Boy, it's been a stalemate.
Zelenoff with the puck in the offensive zone. Had it, lost it. Dexheimer gets it, weaves through a couple of Mavericks. Now off to Zelenoff. Refeeds Dexheimer left wing, and he'll pitch it down to the corner. Tassie there, the former Maverick, tied up from behind by Bergmanis. And then taken away by Minnesota State. They'll break out, or at least attempt to Bonkowski, but too far for him. Dexheimer after it quickly, and he'll chop it back to Dubinsky. 8:05 to go in the period.
Nice pass.
Backhand pass out to Tassie, and he couldn't handle it. Kicked it too far ahead of himself. Trailing, though, Montgomery. Low right, shoots one, and a save made by Tracy. Oh, he stuck that one through on the All-American goaltender, and Tracy able to make the save. 7:50 left in the second. No score. Osborne held from behind. Lost possession of the puck. Mavericks send it to the far corner of the Wisconsin zone to our left. After it there, Somoza behind the net. Now Lurie, low right, and a shot in front. Redirected, Hauser kept it out, and then it slides through the paint, and Osborne hustles after it, and the Badgers pick it up. Good look that time. One of the best chances Minnesota State's had all night, and its only chance here in the second period. Now Lurie tees one up off the heel of Hauser's glove to the corner. Osborne wiped out as he tries to retrieve the puck, taken out by Somoza. A lot of penalties early, not so much here in the second. Walking towards the goal line was Ben Kazet, tried to stuff it. Hauser again with a save. Horbach tumbles down as he clears it to center. But back on the attack comes Minnesota State. Man open backside. Pass slot. Benincasa scores. Luigi Benincasa beats Hauser right up the middle. It's 1-0 Minnesota State.
There was a breakdown at the blue line. Horbach turned over the puck at the blue line, and then he didn't go after the puck carrier. He let the defenseman take the puck carrier, and then he let the return man, who ended up scoring the goal, just all alone in the slot by himself. So turnover at the near blue line, every coach's nightmare.
12:59, the time of the goal. Luigi Benincasa, former Ferris State Bulldog. That's his first goal of the season, third point of the year. And Minnesota State's Lemire and Jacob Conrad with assists. So it's 1-0 Mankato.
Jacob Monty Conrad will be walking proud.
Oh, yeah. The Conrads across the way watching their son Jacob play here tonight. Jacob scored against Omaha last weekend after his freshman season at Lake Superior State, a Green Bay Notre Dame grab. Jacob Conrad. Timeout on the ice, 6:54 to go here in the second. The Badgers trail 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa! Again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore ClearyBuilding.com today. 1-0 Minnesota State. Benincasa from Lemire and Conrad at 12:59.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's only their, here we are, 14 minutes into the second period, and that was only their third shot
of the period. Yeah, and only the 10th of the game for Minnesota
yes.
State. So the Badgers down a goal on home ice here in their regular season home opener. Morrissey had the puck over skates. It's bouncing around behind the Badgers' net. Hensler trying to protect, flips it around the kick plate. Finley's got it, hands it off to Morrissey. Bad pass up the middle, kept alive by Ben Magnus. Bergmanis, that is, in the Minnesota State offensive zone. He again slows Fitzgerald before he's able to poke it between the legs of Murick, and the puck deflects down to the Minnesota State zone. They go to get it, and back to center and right to the stick of Ben Dexheim. 6:13 to go here in the period. Here's Morrissey now across the line. He'll shove it deep, gives chase, paddled away from him by the goaltender, but Morrissey able to pick it up, banks it out to Dexheimer. Little stutter step move at the blue line, and he has to place it back deep. Finley then, Fitzgerald tied up. Finley chased it down, passed to Deering. He fans it a shot. Finley tried to get it back. It crawls off his stick, kept alive by Dexheimer. Off-balance shot blocked. He now steps in front of a man, takes it away. Here's Deering right side, shoots one low. Tracy with a save. He had a man's back door too. Here's Phelan now, goal line left. It's Dexheimer. Back to Phelan, works to his right, shoots one off a stick, triples in. Now Deering tried to snap one off after the pad save by Tracy, and he couldn't lift the puck. And then Tracy lost his glove and then motioned to the referee, hey, blow the whistle, blow the whistle. And since he was gloveless, they did blow the whistle, even though the Badgers had the puck in the offensive zone.
Somebody from Mankato went off to get some new lumber because they just smoked Quinn Finley in front. Really laid the lumber on him down deep.
Out comes Tulk, Ejohn, and Tyson Dick on this forward line with Dubinsky and Osborne.
Well, two shifts in a row after the goal against. They've come out with some renewed intensity. I like it.
Oliver Tulk, three assists, three shots on goal in the series sweep at Lindenwood a couple of weeks ago. Dick's got a goal line right, went short side and rang the post.
Could hear it all the way up here.
Out towards the point, Dubinsky couldn't hold. Ejohn put his shoulder into Lurie. Smith with a puck, and now Minnesota State offside. 5:15 to go in period number two. The Mavericks with a 1-0 lead. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Well, Daniel Hauser has stopped 9 of 10 shots he's faced so far tonight. Alex Tracy, perfect. 17 for 17 is Tracy.
The one thing about Tracy is he'll make the initial save, but he really depends on his defensemen for rebound coverage, tip coverage, whatever, and they're doing a good job.
Mike Hastings and Todd Canott recruited Tracy to Minnesota State, and he's had a fantastic career there. The Mavericks with a puck in the offensive zone. Block shot. Ejohn came right back to the defenseman, Psychos. He fires one, missed the net. Reaching for it is the Badgers' Tyson Dick. Off balance, able to one-hand it ahead to Tulk, who sweeps it up to Ejohn. Slowed with the body of Psychos. And then a hip check far side, knocking Ejohn into the sideboards. Tracy, the goaltender, behind his net, caught up in traffic. But the Mavericks have 2-1 Wisconsin Badger. Eventually, though, it's Tyson Dick taking it away for Wisconsin. Sweeps a pass out to the point. Backpedaling, Polatichuk, and shot redirected by Tulk and wide. Oliver Tulk then squashed into the sideboards. He goes down. Dick reaches for it, got it to the point, and Polatichuk. Badgers trying to pull even late second period. Hensler walks down the right wing wall behind the net. Hensler right back up the middle, finding Polatichuk. Cuts left, no place to shoot or pass. Joe skates low left, wants to sweep it behind the net. Circles all the way around to the right side. Redirect in front by Zilinoff, stopped by Tracy. It looked like he reached his glove back over the goal liner into the cage to keep it out, then fell down. But a quick whistle by the referee, he says no goal.
That was the indication by Zelenoff too. He pointed right behind the net, right into the back of the net as he was skating by, saying, hey, this is where the puck is. So I don't, this isn't like baseball where we can have, or football where we can have 73 different angles of review.
It was close though. It was close. Talking to Luke Strand about what makes Alex Tracy so good, he said he's sound, just a sound goaltender, but he's not afraid to come out of his comfort zone and just compete. You know, if he's not in position or what have you, he will battle back and do anything he can to keep the puck out of the net. Long-range shot by Finley skipped wide of the mark, and Minnesota State tried it, a home run pass behind Lurie all the way down to the Wisconsin zone, and Hauser there for the Badgers, then lofted back to center by Wisconsin. Fitzgerald reaching for in the attacking zone. Can't get to it. Smith, a wild pass at center that Dexheimer will get to. Morrissey taps back to Phelan. Needs some help and gave it away. 3-on-1, Minnesota State. The whistle and offside call.
No, it was going to be a tripping call.
They're going to call a penalty on Minnesota State. Yeah, Phelan got spun around and went down.
He just ripped his left leg right out from underneath of him. It was could either be a kneeing or a tripping or whatever you'd like to call it. But Lurie's going to make his way to the penalty box.
Charlie Lurie, 2 minutes for tripping. And it comes at 16-23. So the Badgers get a third Kunis power play, needing a goal to even the score.
And they'll start with their second unit, which is probably a wise move because the first unit had Morrissey, Finley, and Fitzgerald had been out there just 20 seconds before.
All right, Oliver Tulk takes the draw. He was 5-for-5 in the circle in the first period. Here's Ejon now, top of the right ring. Puts it down to the goal line. Kukkonen back. Side open, man. Botterill, he couldn't put it on goal. Actually chipped it up into the air and down into the glove of Tracy, who snagged it and hung on. Beautiful play as they work goal line right to the backside left.
I'll have to tell Ryan, you're standing on the end of the pier and you missed the lake.
Botterill, a goal, 2 points against Lindenwood 2 weekends ago. 4 goals as a freshman. He had 29 goals his final year in the USHL in Youngstown a couple of seasons ago. Badgers win the draw. He shot
nice
with
play.
A one-timer and a shoulder saved by Tracy. Badgers still with possession of the puck. Tulk with it. Left hash marks. Now to Osborne. He waddles his way along the blue line. Tulk now shoots one, and Tracy on his knees, top of the crease, made the stop, and hangs on for a faceoff. 3:14 to go in the second. 1-0 Minnesota State, still 1:37 left in the Badgers' power play.
Similar philosophy. You notice that Mankato, when they were on their power play, would shoot, look for a rebound, and then there's an offside winger who's just standing, waiting kind of behind the defenseman. That's exactly what Kukkonen was doing off that shot.
Same power play unit remains here, Ian. Tulk again wins the faceoff. Osborne shoots one low, and that went off the body of Tracy. Kukkonen tried to pick it up, cleared around to the near side, but held in by Ejon. 2 goals against the U.S. under-18 team a week ago tonight for Bruno Ejon. And his pass to the point handcuffed Osborne. He's got to hustle after it and prevent Smith from getting to it, and he will.
And the Badgers need a change.
Here comes Osborne up to center. Stick handling, lost it. Able to regain possession now. Double team far side, pass towards the point, poked away. Breakaway chance now for Tristan Lemire. 2-on-0, Lemire will take the shot. Hauser save, rebound there for a moment, but he covered. Oh, Lemire had a 2-on-0 against Daniel Hauser. He could have passed right to Jacob Stender, elected to shoot instead, and Hauser with a big stop to keep it a one-goal deficit.
Correct my aging memory, but that's the third at the blue line trying to get to the defenseman pass that has been intercepted. The result resulted in at least a breakaway or a partial breakaway for Mankato. There will be some talk about that between periods.
Tristan Lemire, young man who started his collegiate career at Denver 3 years ago and won a national championship with the Pioneers as a freshman in 2024. As a sophomore, actually. Then as a junior, he transferred to Western Michigan. Last year, he had 14 points in 42 games, and the Broncos win a national championship. Now in his third school in 3 years, Tristan Lemire. Face-off to the right of Hauser. Scholl for Minnesota State. The face-off won by the Badgers' Morrissey. 55 seconds to go on the power play. Although it's been Minnesota State with the good looks here the last couple of times. Badgers, Fitzgerald, pass slot, open, Finley shoots! Oh, he hit the crossbar, rebound, oh, the horn goes off. Referee washing it out, saying no goal, no goal. But the horn goes off, the band is playing, but the players are continuing to skate.
Well, they should, because it went right off the pipe.
Yeah, and the scoreboard showing goal. There's no goal. Badgers continue to play. Morrissey, low left, setting up Fitzgerald. His shot, he fanned on it, got knocked down, taken away by Scholl. Here comes Scholl at the red line. He'll slowly scoop it into the Wisconsin zone. Badgers will go to get it. 20 seconds left on their power play. Oh, Finley with a whistling wrister that beat Tracy clean, but he hit the top right portion of the crossbar. Far side. Here's Morrissey. Left dot. Topol. He shoots one, and he missed the net.
Ouch.
Morrissey, who hasn't scored a goal in a regular season game in 17 games dating back to January 17th of last season, had a chance there but failed to convert. The Badgers now 0-for-3 on the power play. Down 1-0, 90 seconds left in the second period.
And that was the gift horse.
Now here's Horbach at center. He'll whack it in to the left of Tracy. Hupka goes to get it and whips it around to Lemire. Catches on his backhand. Cross-ice pass midair off the stick of Benincasa, who then leaned into Hensler and planted him on his backside. Mankato then heaves it down on goal, and Hauser gloves it and hangs on.
Hensler checking from behind on the linesman.
Now Hensler with the puck at the red line will dump it in off the high glass. It bounces around a little bit with under a minute to play. Hard rim around by Minnesota State's Evan Murr. Not strongly enough for icing, it doesn't look like, as Wisconsin's Dubinsky, after setting up a man in front. What a great save by Hauser in tight on Alex Zetterberg. Too many Badgers went to the puck in the corner, left Zetterberg wide open in the middle. And Hauser with a huge stop to keep it 1-0. Now Zetterberg again to the point. Long range shot by Conrad off the mark. Puck is free. Badgers can't clear. 24 seconds to go in the second. Behind the net now, Reed Morick takes a shoulder from Dubinsky, separates the puck to Zelenoff, who had to leap to get out of the way of the hit from one of the Mavericks, Gabbers, and then Morick clobbered Horbach, and now Morick going after Hensler. They go at it once or twice. Morick won't let Hensler go. 2 seconds to go on the period. Here's Zelenoff across the line. He's tied up, and the whistle blows, stopping play. Fans wanted a penalty or two at down the stretch of the second period against Minnesota State and did not get it. And for a moment, it looked as if maybe Quinn Findlay had tied the score, but from what we saw, Ian, his shot from the high slot rang iron, did not go into the back of the net. Even though the horn went off and the scoreboard indicated goal, Findlay did not score. And so after two periods of play, it's 1-0 Minnesota State.
Well, that would have been a gift, because the Badger power play has not looked that good. And when they got it into his hands, good for him to take that shot. There was traffic in front. The goaltender didn't see it. All it needed to be was 2 inches to the left, not 2 inches to the right.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.jobs. We're inside the Rail Transport broadcast booth, and we'll be back with our second intermission report in just a moment. Badgers trail 1-0 after two against Minnesota State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Second intermission here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin trails Minnesota State 1-0 in the Badgers' regular season home opener. Badgers had 12 shots on goal in the second period. Minnesota State had only 6. Didn't have a shot on goal in the second period until there were about 7-8 minutes left to play. But on their third shot of the period, Luigi Benicasa beat Daniel Hauser at 12:59. Tristan Lemire and Jacob Conrad with the assist. The lone goal scored in the game so far. Minnesota State with a 1-0 lead. Badgers have had 3 power plays tonight, 6 shots on goal in 6 minutes of man advantage hockey, but unable to solve. Alex Tracy, who's made 21 saves so far. Hauser's been good too. He stopped some pinpoint shots, but Tracy has kept the Badgers out of the net so far.
Yeah, Hauser's had very little scramble shots that he's had to save, but he's made the initial save, cleared rebounds. I give the credit to the defenseman for not allowing a lot of rebound shots by any stretch of the imagination. But you're right. At the other end, there's been a lot of scramble saves. And I guess I get in a situation where now I know where the statistics for Alex Tracy have come to be shown here at the Kohl Center.
No kidding. Yeah, Alex Tracy in his collegiate career has a 194 goals against average, a 925 save percentage, and 8 shutouts in his time at Minnesota State. Badgers trail the Mavericks 1-0. Second intermission back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
The puck drops at the Kohl Center this month, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey returns to the ice for the 2025-2026 season, geared with grit and hungry for glory. Coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are building on last year's success, and the time to secure your spot is now. Single game, mini pack, and group tickets are moving fast. Don't wait. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to lock in your seats today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Parent here in Madison. Badgers down 1-0. Second intermission. Looks like Wisconsin's offense getting a little frustrated out there.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I mean, they seem to make the initial play or the first two plays coming into the zone, but it's finishing, and none of them been able to finish. And you can give credit where credit's due. I think Mankato's defensemen in particular and their backside wingers are really tying up sticks and tying up bodies. But on the same token, you've got to be better and fight through those types of situations. And it does get frustrating when you have, what, 21 shots compared to their 13. And to be honest with you, only about four of them have been legitimate scoring opportunity shots by any stretch of the imagination. So dig down deep, boys, because this is going to be a war in the third period, comes no matter what anybody thinks.
Yeah. The Badgers' top line of Gavin Morrissey, Christian Fitzgerald, and Quinn Finley combined for 5 goals and 10 points in the sweep at Lindenwood a couple of weeks ago. Those three tonight have combined for only 2 shots on goal. Badgers trail 1-0. We'll have the third period of play coming up in just a bit. Also wanted to tell you that Alzheimer's disease is the 6th leading cause of death in the country, and there is no cure right now. Every 65 seconds, someone in the U.S. is developing Alzheimer's, and 1 in 3 seniors are dying of it or another dementia. This is Brian Posick. My mom has Alzheimer's, and my family and countless families could use your help. I've teamed up with the University of Wisconsin-Madison to support groundbreaking research to find ways to improve lives and slow, delay, or ultimately prevent the Alzheimer's disease. They also provide support for families and caregivers. Get involved today. Learn more at goalsforacure.org. That's goalsforacure.org. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read on my poker face, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
It's on.
And save. Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Ian Perrin, Brian Posick here at the Kohl Center. Badger Hockey also brought to you by Rail Transport for every mile of your truck driving career. Learn more at rail.jobs. We're upstairs here in the Rail Transport broadcast booth as the Badgers come back on the ice for the start of period number 3. They will be skating right to left and trying to solve Alex Tracy once, maybe twice. Badgers down a goal to start the final period of play.
One at a time, that's all it takes, gentlemen. One at a time, that's all it takes. And as we can tell by special teams play, both teams 0-for on the power play. So I don't think special teams will be the answer for either team as we enter the third period. But on the same token, playing shorthanded is never easy. And when you're on the road,
yep.
Mankato, yeah, you're on the road, you're going to have some tough times if you start taking penalties.
Only five penalties called so far tonight, four in the first period, then one in the second against Minnesota State. The Badgers unable to convert. They're 0 for 3 on the man advantage. Mike Hastings will start Oliver Tulk, Simon Tassi, Ryan Botterill, Ben Dexheimer, and Jack Phelan in front of Daniel Hauser. Tulk, the freshman centerman, 10 for 10 in the faceoff circles so far tonight. Matched up against fourth liner Jacob Stender from Alexandria, Minnesota. We're set to start the third period of play here in Madison, and Tulk wins the faceoff, and the Badgers, Hensler skates, gains the red line, scoops it into the left corner. First man there is Minnesota State, but they can't clear it as Tulk got in the way. Eventually it slid past him, and here's Sawyer Scholl. Fourth line left winger, Scholl off to Stender, loose in front, pass to the cutting forward, deflected by Hauser out of harm's way. It was actually the defenseman, Sykos, who filled that far lane. Now Botterill stick handles through three Mavericks, eventually lost the puck. Although he's still battling, Stender gets some help from Sykos. Puck taken away by Morrissey, skating to it, Fitzgerald, but he couldn't control it cleanly, and then he shoves Scholl into the sidewall. Badgers have it back. Morrissey backhands one, hoping to hit Fitzgerald, but too much steam on it. Finley cuts in to try to hold the zone. No luck there. Pitchforked out to center, and the Badgers regain possession. Minute into the third, no score. I beg your pardon, 1-0 Minnesota State. No score for Wisconsin so far. Here's Morrissey with a steal. He'll shove it around right corner to left. Down the boards comes Finley. Cut off by Jacob Conrad. Puck out high. Dubinsky finds an open man. Zelenoff, he shoots one too high. Oh, Zelenoff was open right circle and missed the target.
Going for the three-pointer.
Dubinsky and Osborne out there. Osborne waddles his way. Backpedaling to center. Couldn't get it deep. Finley was offside. The puck hit him. And a stoppage in play. 18:35 to go in the third. A 1-0 Minnesota State lead as Luigi Benincasa scored the lone goal at 12:59 of the second period from Tristan Lemire and Jacob Conrad.
I remember when he was at Ferris State. Saw him a couple times.
Conrad?
Yep.
Yeah. Good young player. No. Yep.
Benincasa.
Oh, Benincasa. Yeah, he was at Ferris State. Beg your pardon. Conrad was at Lake Superior State. Yep. Yeah, Benincasa, he's a good-looking player. He had 24 points as a sophomore last year, 23 as a freshman at Ferris State. Made the CCHA all-rookie team. Mavericks dump it into the Wisconsin zone. Dubinsky holds off Lurie, allowing Osborne to get to the biscuit. Montgomery had it caught up in his skates, can't locate it, and it's sent back deep into the Wisconsin end. Osborne rubs up their forechecker, Somoza, and then Smith does the same to Wisconsin's Horbach. They're battling along the far side boards to the right of the Badgers bench, and now Montgomery for Wisconsin, 1-on-3. Big fellow backpedals into the offensive zone, then lost the handle, came out to center, got it back, Kukkonen with it. He'll fire it off the glass behind the Minnesota State net and give chase, but the Mavericks first to it. Now Dexheimer ducks underneath Bunkowski, finds Kukkonen left circle, tried to pull it to his forehand to shoot, lost the handle. Now Dick picks up the puck and a long-range shot skipped through off the right pad of Tracy. Shot on goal for Tyson Dick, who overskates low left as he had a path to the net. And then it's lofted out to center, and Dexheimer will bring it down with his stick. Jack Phelan back to Dexheimer. 1-0 Minnesota State, 17:13 to go in the third. Sykos pushed it far side out of the reach of Conrad. Deering for Wisconsin off the far corner wall. It bounced away from the Badgers' forechecker, and now Minnesota State with it. Conrad will bank it off the glass back out to neutral ice. Poked away from Palatichuk, but to the stick of Logan Hensler. Just the 19th Wisconsin Badger to be selected in the first round of the NHL draft. Logan Hensler this past summer by the Ottawa Senators, 23rd overall.
Just about the fifth one to go to Ottawa?
Four sends. the Badger sends. Wisconsin sends. Here's Benincasa, stick handling out high, ran into traffic, coughed it up. Ejon picks it up at the center circle. He's tied up, tried to pass to Tassi, kicked it free. Benincasa's got it again and backhands it to center. Lemire then redirects, intended for Zitterberg. Deflects back to Lemire, and now Wisconsin's Oliver Tolk angles an outlet pass to Tassie. Scoops it ahead to Ejon, one on three. Poked it past one man, got stood up by the defenseman, and lost his angle to the puck. And now the Mavericks send it back Wisconsin's way.
I'll tell you, Lemire is a greasy little forward. There's about three times that he got lined up, and he just kind of slithered off of it.
Yeah, again, a two-time national champion, once at Denver in 2024, last year at Western Michigan. Not getting the playing time he wanted, apparently. He's a top-line guy here. Here's a bouncing shot, not much on it, that Tracy had to keep out of the net. Kicked it with his right pad. Now here's a chance in tight for Finley. Tried to draw towards the cage, ran into traffic. Puck slid off his stick. Here's Sawyer Scholl for Minnesota State. One on two. Got a shot off in on Dubinsky, but wide of the mark. Looked like it went off the side of the netting. May have hit Hauser's glove first. Now back to neutral. And it's Finley lifting the stick of a defender. Pass back to Fitzgerald, left wing behind him. Fans getting frustrated. Mavericks fire it back in. 15-12 to go in the third. Badgers have yet to light the lamp on home ice tonight. Morrissey now, his long lead feed off his stick and then the glass in the Minnesota State zone. Finley over skates. Lurie's got it. Pressuring him was Zilinoff, and now off the stick of Somoza and into the Badgers bench, stopping play. 14:56 to go in the third. It's 1-0 Minnesota State.
Proud of that dad. He stuck his hand out in front of his son's head and caught that puck and then just calmly and coolly handed it down to his son, and the son's like, cool.
Yeah. Cool, dad.
Could have been home counting chiclets that he just lost.
Big Ten starting the weekend had a 13-6-1 non-conference record. Notre Dame and Michigan both won tonight, so now 15-6-1, and non-conference results matter big time in the end when it comes to selecting the 16-team national tournament field. In tight, here's a chance. Botterill swung and missed. Passed by Zilinoff to the stick of Botterill, and he fanned on it when he was 3 feet away. It was him and the goaltender. Badgers can't buy one right now. 14 and a half minutes left. Zilinoff with it left wing. Thought about shooting and then gave the puck away. Botterill can't reach it. Back out to center. Gabbers will hustle after it. Phelan's forced back into the Wisconsin zone. Phelan meets him, and then it's picked off by Gabbers away from Palatichuk. Joe battles back to take control. Then Botterill can't handle near wall. Sidestep move by Murr. Right dot. Shoots one. Tried to go blocker side. Missed the net. Thankfully for Wisconsin. That shot by Murr then hit the corner glass and ricocheted all the way back to the Minnesota State zone.
Had some mustard on it, didn't it?
Yep. 6 minutes gone by in the third. Badgers getting shut out in their regular season home opener. 1-0 by Minnesota State. Cross the line, give and go. Chance for Watkins. Couldn't put it on goal. Chipped it in front. Deflected off a stick or two. May have hit the left knee of Hauser. And it stays on the ice now to Tyson Dick. Sweeps it off to Palatichuk. He has his head up looking. Thought about passing right wing to Kukkonen. Thought better of it. Did he gain the red line? Apparently so, as he whips it in deep. Kukkonen puts one on goal. Not much on it. Stick to side by Tracy. 25th shot on goal of the game for the Badgers, who've yet to solve the Minnesota State senior netminder. Now Dick right corner of the offensive zone. Twirling away from pressure. Dick stick handling. Two men on him. Heaves it towards the net too high to the near corner. Now Osborne, the defenseman, all the way below the hash mark. Stick handling to the far right side goes Luke Osborne. Turnaround shot blocked by Benincasa. Taken by Dubinsky, held in. Kukkonen now lofts one off the glass all the way around to the right point, and Osborne, who throws a weak pass to the corner. Murr intercepted. He heaved it over the top of Osborne. That should be icing on Minnesota State, and it is. 12:48 left in the third. Wisconsin trailing the Mavericks 1-0. Hey, Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill 2025. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Interesting. The Badgers were tired at the end of that pretty much minute and 10-second shift in the offensive zone. But now with the icing, Mankato's got the same situation, only they're tired and they can't come off the ice.
Talk to take the draw against Benincasa and wins the faceoff. Dexheimer. Phelan, one-time shot, redirect, Badgers score! Oliver Tolk for Simon Tassie. The Badgers finally get on the board. It's the senior Tassie redirecting that blast. It's 1-1.
Well, I will say, I'm pretty good at this game, you know. I said, they're tired out there. We get one faceoff win and shoot the puck and it goes in the net. I like it. I like the way that turned out. But again, that was Cassie going to the net, a good shot from the point, easy deflection now that you think about it. But both of the Mankato defensemen were at least a stick length away from the Badger forwards, thus the tip-in relatively easy.
Simon Tassi will get credit for that goal, I believe, although to me it looked like it was Oliver Tulk.
Well, according to the
officials, score monitor, it's Tulk, but we'll make sure. Badgers pull even at 7:17. Phelan will get, I believe, the primary assist on goal, or Tulk maybe, off of him to Tassi. Badgers lob one from 100 feet on goal, and Tracy has to go to his knees and steer it aside. A 1-1 game here, third period. Oh. Centering pass by Minnesota State. Warwick was there, but covered by Fitzgerald. The Badgers with the puck. Morrissey kicked into the attacking zone and lost it. Warwick the other way, one-on-one, pull out of Chuck. Another man trailing. Warwick's shot was blocked. And the Badgers pick it up, and Hensler out to Finley, who mishandles. Trying to get it back from Benincasa.
I tell you, coaches aren't going to like this because it's gotten a little more wide open than either coach likes.
Yep. Finley still battling, dueling with Benincasa. Now Hensler picks up the loose puck, sandwiched by a pair of Mavericks. And Minnesota State now controls with 11:40 left here in the third period. A 1-1 game. Puck all the way down on Daniel Hauser. He'll sweep it off to Dubinsky. Snaps off the pass to Morrissey. Comes backside to Osborne. Badgers break out. Finley will send it into the Minnesota State zone. But the Mavericks get there first. Murnau lead feed behind the Badgers' defense is Smith. He'll run it down in the right corner. Over skates. Poked now deep by Lemire, far side Botterill. He'll send it back the other way. Osborne now controls. Tapped it off to Dubinsky. He sweeps it around. No one home for the Badgers. Long range shot blocked by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Badgers running around a bit. Murr with a blast. He missed the cage. And out to the point, Conrad can't hold the zone.
Yeah, the Badgers are chasing the puck rather than intercepting it.
10:55 left in the third. A 1-1 game. Benincasa scored with about 7 minutes left in the second period. And then Simon Tassi, we believe, gets the game-tying goal at 7:17. Tulk was on the far side. Appeared to me originally that he got a piece of the blast by Phelan, but we'll double check. Badgers have the puck. Horbach onside. Horbach with it. Pass to Zelenoff. Catches and shoots one right through the crease. Run down by Phelan. Puts it on the stick of Horbach. Right wing back to the net. He finds Dexheimer. His shot blocked by Somoza. Zelenoff keeps it alive. Botterill whips it around. Right point held there by Phelan. Finds Zelenoff. Tried to force a pass up the middle again. It went off a skater to and out to center. And now whistling offside, they'll call on Wisconsin. 10:04 to go in the third. The Badgers have pulled even. It's 1-1 in Madison. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Right now, get a $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $40 or more on Procter & Gamble products. Now through October 19th, head to Menards to get a great deal on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. As of now, they credited the game-tying goal to freshman Oliver Tulk, with Simon Tassi and Jack Phelan getting assists at 7:17. So Tulk with his first goal as a Badger, if that stands. More importantly, it's a 1-1 game with 10 minutes to go in the third. And the Badgers have picked up the pace a little bit.
Yeah, they have. And I like the fact that...
Oh, here's a chance in tight. Tracy kept it out, kept his knees together as Kukkonen tried to split the wickets. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
I like the fact that they're winning the scrambles down low.
Yeah.
Whereas first and second period, it was pretty much a draw.
Kukkonen kicked it free. Puck slides all the way through neutral ice, and Dexheimer back to get it. Bob Look, the longtime public address announcer, announcing here that Oliver Tulk does get the goal. His first as a Badger from Tassie and Phelan. And again, the score, official scorer can take another look at it as the game moves along. Pete Giacomini, longtime official scorer here for Wisconsin hockey, has retired or semi-retired.
Yeah, they do that to old goaltenders.
Some should retire sooner than others.
Oh, yes. As a goaltender, yes. Uh-oh, we're going to get a penalty against the Badgers for Simon just reached under and slew-footed him.
Yeah, Tassie went down, and he's going to head to the penalty box for 2 minutes and not the time to take a penalty after pulling even. Potential major penalty on Tassie as the referees, Colin Kronforst and Jake Rakuki, are going to take a look at it.
Now, I didn't see what would make it a major penalty. I saw them bind up, and he ended up sticking his, Tassie ended up sticking his arm around the Minnesota player and then kind of pulling him back over his legs. I'm a little hesitant to understand why it might be a major penalty.
And I have yet to see a replay on it as well. Referees are taking a look at video replay as we speak. Hey, we check the scoreboard quickly. Two other Big Ten teams in action. Michigan improved to 5-0 with a 4-2 win over Robert Morris. Adam Valentini scored twice for the Wolverines. And Notre Dame gave up two goals in the first 4 minutes and then scored eight in a row and beat St. Lawrence 8-2. Cole Knubel scored twice for the Fighting Irish. Evan Warner, a transfer from Michigan, had a goal and three assists as Notre Dame wins for the first time in three games this season. Friday-Saturday series, third-ranked Michigan State at top-ranked Boston University. Sixth-ranked Penn State will host Long Island. Number 13, Minnesota visits eighth-ranked North Dakota this weekend. That'll be fun. And 16th ranked Ohio State, 2-0, visits 12th-ranked Connecticut.
I'll be interested to see the situation at the Notre Dame game, whether it was two goals scored and a goaltender change.
All right, the referees come out of the box. We'll see what they say.
Wisconsin number 11, 2 minutes for tripping.
2 minutes for tripping on Tassie. You know, they were engaged and both went down. Could have been more of a hold than a trip. Tassie pleading his case to Colin Kronforst. It was Jake Rakuki who made the call, however. So Wisconsin, Ian, is down a man in a tie game with 8:51 to play.
And now we'll dig deep. The first thing that I would say, don't take any more stupid penalties, number one. And number two, win those battles and get down on your knees to block shots, gentlemen.
Badgers have blocked 10 so far tonight. Minnesota State 0 for 2 on the power play. Badgers win the faceoff. Horbach with speed trying to beat Murr to the net. Here comes Horbach. Slow-moving shot. Tracy with a save. Rebound ricocheted behind the net. Boy, Horbach just picked up the puck and took off, and the Mavericks couldn't catch him.
But well, Tracy makes a stop. He got the initial shot, and he couldn't get his own rebound.
Yep. 27 saves now for Alex Tracy in this 1-1 game. Finley out of the PK now with Fitzgerald, Phelan, and Dexheimer.
A little bit of a change in the philosophy. Usually your top line guys aren't penalty killers, but so far this year.
Well, the speed of Finley and Fitzgerald can kill. Wild pass by Benincasa too far. Tracked down by Finley. Cuts to the net on a backhand. Pitched a little forehand shot that went wide on Tracy. Oh, he cut in strong from right to left and just couldn't get it on net.
I would hate to check those two.
Whew.
When they're in full speed like he did. You just saw, I mean, you saw Quinn Finley at his finest where he takes it to his backhand and then turns around and just blows by the defenseman.
Now Horbach with Morrissey on the PK. Minnesota State dumps it in. Hauser can't stop it behind his net. Bounces away from Palatichuk, able to make contact with the puck. Enough of it to get it to Dexheimer, who whips it around. Nice round of applause from the fans in attendance here tonight as the Badgers still have 40 seconds left to kill off the two-minute minor to Simon Tassie. Bonkowski, right wing now to Conrad. Left-handed defenseman across the line. Backhands it behind the net to Smith. Centering pass. Lemire shot. Whoa. Missed the net. Oh, he pulled the trigger inside the left circle and missed the target. And the Badgers again able to rim it around and out.
Wholesale changes with only 20 seconds left. This ought to be good.
7:05 to go in the third. A 1-1 game in this series opener between old WCHA foes Wisconsin and Minnesota State. Up the right wing wall is Stender. Looking, tried to walk the defenseman and did. Got around Dexheimer, never got a shot off. Stender then taps it over to Wheeler. Power play time is expired. Pass out to the point. Psycho shot blocked. Hauser made the stop. Rebound was there. Knocked out of harm's way. Psycho goes to get it. Both teams at full strength. 6:40 to go in a tie game here in Madison. Blocked shot. Here's another. A pass knocked down by Tassie. Came free. Stender's shot denied by Hauser with a glove hand. Puck goes airborne up along the glass. One man has broken his stick. Warwick had it, plays it to the point. Psychos faked left, went right, shoots one off a stick. Hauser save, a man down in the slot. That's Sawyer Scholl. He's injured. Loose puck slides towards the Badger net.
Two
Fitzgerald
Badgers
without
sticks.
A stick,
and
used
Cassie.
His left hand, threw it to the corner. So two Badgers stickless. Finley defending Psychos. Psychos takes it back behind the net to the left wing now. The right-hander pitched it across. Scholl with it. No angle to shoot. Psychos will. That's blocked by the stickless Tassie, who dives to the ice and swats it to the wall, but Morick's got it. His pass off a skate. The Badgers still have two players without sticks. Tassie actually able to get to the bench to get a new piece of lumber. And now Wisconsin's Dexheimer, after a block shot, slowly scoops the puck ahead. But that'll be icing on the Badgers
and
with 5:40 to go.
And Quinn Finley is going to have to come back out on the ice. He is just exhausted.
Well, Mike Hastings has a timeout at his disposal if he'd like to use it. A 1-1 game, 5:40 left, and a long shift a moment ago for the Badgers, and Hastings will take that timeout. Wise
smart
one
move.
To take, yep.
Smart move, because they were exhausted, no questions asked. And I can't honestly say besides it'd be Finley, Fitzgerald.
Yep.
I guess Tassie was the other forward.
Tassie was out
and
there.
And then
a
couple of them playing without sticks for a while. Did whatever you have to do.
Yeah, Dexheimer, Dubinsky were out there a long time too. So the Badgers and the Mavericks tied at 1, 5:40 to go in the third. Why don't we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. And I believe the Minnesota State bench, head coach Luke Strand, associate head coach Troy Ward, Keith Paulson, and Corey McCracken have asked for a challenge for a potential major penalty. For a moment during that scrum or that sequence where the Badgers had two players without sticks, Scholl got hit right between the circles and lay in the slot for a while. And I'm wondering if they're trying to see if there was some sort of infraction there. You know, Mike Hastings talked about it during the pregame show. You know, Minnesota State scored 5 power play goals at Omaha. The best way to prevent power play goals is not to take penalties.
Correct.
Right?
I mean, it's simple common sense knowledge, but the fact of the matter being is in the heat of the game and you don't have a stick or you're killing a penalty, sometimes desperation takes over before common sense does.
And the Badgers and Minnesota State meet again tomorrow night, 7:00, pregame at 6:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. Next weekend, the Nanooks from Alaska come to town for a non-conference series Friday at 7, Saturday at 6. And then the Badgers close out the month of October by hosting Minnesota Thursday night, October 30th at 8 p.m. And they start November against the Golden Gophers Saturday, November 1st at 6 p.m. UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. And again, trying to see video replay, Phelan was in the vicinity of Sawyer Scholl when Scholl went down to the ice.
He's the one that hit
looking.
Scholl.
Yep.
But I don't know if he hit him in the head. It looks like he went down and I'm not going to say it, but could have been a dive.
Hey, while we have a moment, I'd like to say hello to Phil and Mary Lou Zick, who I hope are listening right now. Phil, we're wishing you all the best. You too, Mary Lou. Miss seeing you out here at the rink. Unsuccessful challenge by Minnesota State, trying to get a 5-minute major. So no more timeouts for Minnesota State. Wisconsin's used its only timeout. So 5:40 left in regulation, a 1-1 game.
And nobody's got timeouts.
Nope. Face off to the right of Daniel Hauser, who stopped 16 of 17 shots. Alex Tracy has allowed only one goal on 28 shots so far. Face off to Hauser's right. Tulk is out there with Dick and Kukkonen.
Yep. Tyson Dick's played a weight of the game.
Yep. And so is Tulk, for that matter. He's got the lone goal so far.
And he's been involved in every offensive play.
Dubinsky, after Tulk wins the faceoff, they work it around and out. Kukkonen at center. He'll dump and chase. Sykos tries to cut him off. They're engaged. After the puck, Tulk to the circle. Tick, a one-timer, and he just missed the net. Good look by Tulk to Dick. And now out high. Shot by Wisconsin, went off a stick and out of play, and he'll drop the puck in the Minnesota State zone. 5:20 to go in the third period of a 1-1 game. And we'll keep it right here, I believe.
Yeah, 5:20, and referees just sent the ice scrapers off again.
Yep. Again, media timeouts now involving Big Ten teams. Under 13 minutes left on the clock, under 7. 5:20 to go right now in regulation. It's 1-1.
I guess common sense would say to me, we just had a 2.5-minute timeout. Why couldn't they have done it then?
Sure. Botterill has to step in to take the faceoff for Deering, and he wins it. Protecting Ejon. Two freshmen and a sophomore on the forward line for the Badgers in a tight game late. Palatichuk had the puck caught up in his skates at the right point and was forced to give it away, and actually drew Hensler across the line, so the Badgers have to retouch, and they have. And now Palatichuk has to hustle back into his own zone, and there's Lemire, who's been a pest tonight for Minnesota State.